Simon Reish Pei Vav. Simon Reish Pei Vav. Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zayin takes us into the world of whether or not you're chayv and mezuzah. Any given location, any given position, is this room, is this doorway chayv and mezuzah? Elam is learning Gittin, morning Seder, night Seder. No doubt you've spent time that remarkable opening the Rambam has with Hilchos Gittin. He puts together so much of the Masechta into a single list. So there's a somewhat similar type of list with which he opens the second of the two Prakim Hilchos and Mezuzah, no doubt you saw. He actually puts together, here are all the rules. At least, Kedarko Shel Rambam, he doesn't feel that he's saying Chidushim, because everything that he's writing, he's quoting from Chazal, but he's quoting from Chazal the way he understood Chazal. So he's very low-key, but his Chidushim is true in this list as well. So he opens up with the Asara Tanah in Perek Vav. It's seen Elzman. We're working on essentially the Perek Hay zone. It's in Reish Pei Tes. He's taking us in Perek Hay chronologically through the process of the mitzvah of mezuzah, how you write the cloth, then how you roll the cloth, and then how you prepare to attach it, and the bracha, and the proper ways to attach it firmly enough. And then he ended the parakeh with the din that will Mirtz Hashem get to some Reish Tzadi Aleph, some of the additional dinim of bedika and socher and so forth. Now in Perek Vav, the second of the two prakim, after parakeh was about the process of mezuzah, now he's talking about the chiyuv of mezuzah, and this is the world largely of Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zayin, most of the perek. So he opens with the Asara Tanah in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the 10 conditions that you need in order for a bias, a house or a room, maybe more precisely, to be chayv mezuzah. It gives you the whole list. Over the course of the list, I think the Iri may make this ha'ara also. Over the course of the list, so this list of Tanam breaks down into two or three categories. Most of them are Tanam of the room, of the bayis. Some of them are Tanam of the doorway. Another way of thinking about it is that most of them are structural. And then some of them have to do with the function, the use, the dira of the room. So it's really there are rules of the structure of the doorway, there are rules about the structure of the room itself, and then there are rules about the dira of the room. It has to be beisach, as we're going to see repeatedly. That's very much a central topic on Daf Yud Aleph and Masechas Yuma. It has to be a bayis, it has to have the zuzos. But that's not enough. It has to be beisacha, in the sense that the Gemara keeps darshin, has to be a bayis, could be an empty house, an unused house as well. But beisacha means that it's your house, in the sense that human beings are using it in a way that's a dira hamechayevus. And those are the rules that the Gemara has in the braisa, the lengthy braisa that wraps onto Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Rambam quotes a number of four different rules of what type of dira it has to be. So those are the big picture. And one way of thinking about this a little bit is to think about this brace in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph Tam Beis, and the brace in Masechas Sukkah, Daf Gimel. Here, Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, this brace that you saw, so it has a lot to say about, it has to be a certain type of a dira. Has to be Diras Adam and has to be Diras Kevin. We're going to get to those demons. We'll begin today. We'll get to those demons over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a major focus of the beginning of the first number of Se'ifim Sim Reish Pei Vav. The Bryson Yuma is very focused on Dira. The Bryson Sukkah, Gemara has the bottom of Daf Gimel with Alf wrapping on the top of Daf Gimel Beis. The bias means, among other things, that it's Dalal Dalal. And the Brisa there says it's relevant to a whole host of areas of halacha. Many different places, many different contexts in which the Chumash uses the term bayis, and there are some dinim drabanim as well, and Tosis has some more. But mezuzah, and makkah, and tchumen, and so on and so forth, many different areas of halacha where there's din of bayis, The price there says bias means dal dal. Remi din bias, that's a din b'chal tar kula. The chalash and bias means, among other things, dal dal. That's so again, that price over there in Sukkah Daf Gimel, so that's defining a structural definition of what is a bias, which is going to be relevant to Chsavtam al Mezuzah's Beis Echa, as well as other dine bias. What's added, one of the things that's added by Mezuzah, as, and that's the more local focus, the more Mezuzah-specific focus of this Braisa here in Yuman Daf Yud Aleph, is that it's not enough that it's a bias, structurally, it has to be Beis Echa, it has to be a Beis Dira. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, and elsewhere, Mezuzah is Chovas Hadar. So Mezuzah, for Tavachi of Mezuzah, you have the intersection, it has to be a bias structurally, and also you have to have Mezuzos Beis Echa, so you have to have the right structure of a Pesach, and the right structure of a bias, and you also need to have the Dira, so if that's a bias, it has to be Beis Echa. I should note, we're going into a Mirtz Hashem over the next number of weeks. We're going to be unpacking, as the Rambam himself does over the course of the next couple of halachas, gradually unpacking all these various conditions and rules, the Asara Tanan. It should be noted, as I mentioned before, Rambam just presents as this is Davar Pashat. Brilliant, the way he put so many Gemaras together. It reflects, of course, the Rambam's Shitos, how he read specific Gemaras. Some of the much of what he says is muskul chaldeis. Some of the things that he says we'll see are mutum machlokas. For instance, his list of 10 to 9, one of the structural rules of a doorway for the Rambam, you have to have not just a doorway, but doors. I think we saw preliminarily, we'll get to it later in Simresh Beivav, that that's based on how he read that Gemara of Nachman and Menachas. Other Rishonim read it differently. And then Le'idach Gisa, not only is it true that some of his 10 conditions are not unanimously accepted by other Rishonim, but there also are Lehepach, there are other conditions that other Rishonim would have that don't make it the Rambam's list. Other type of machlokas. I would highlight one from each of the three categories. So the Tanai 11, Ram only has 10, he doesn't accept these, but other Rishonim have Tanai 11 has to do with the substance of the house, and Tanai 12 has to do with the structure of the doorway, and Tanai 13 actually has to do with the substance of the doorway. Tanai 11, Ram doesn't have this, is ownership. Beis Echa, we're going to be coming back to this again and again, so based on a Tosas later in Menachas, actually in the fourth parak, there are Rishonim who feel that the Chiyuv Mezuzah Darais is only if you also own the house. Beis Echa in both senses. Because it says Beis Echa twice in Vaschan and Nekev. So that's a big machlokas of Rishonim. Is it just have to be Beis Echa, Beis Dira, that you use it? And if I say, my street doesn't mean that I own the street, unless I'm fabulously wealthy. My street means the street that I use. My jacket probably means the jacket that I own, and also I use. Right? So, Beis Echa, the possessive could be used in two different senses. So everyone agrees that Beis Echa means it has to be your house that you use it. Some Rishonim think also it has to be your house that you actually own it. You see that's going to play out in various ways. The Rambam does not mention that because he doesn't hold that way. Tonight 12, the second one the Rambam doesn't talk about, is some Rishonim will say, or some Achronim say, that you need to have, that another rule is in Min HaKenisa. Only if there is a right side. Remember we said, when there is no right side, Moshe said maybe there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah at all. Rambam doesn't mention that. And then number 13, is the Rambam doesn't mention, but other Rishonim would, that the doorway has to be made for entry. That's what we'll get to later on. We'll get to some of the interesting cases. We have doorways that are not really meant for traffic, but it is a doorway. It's a room that you use and has a doorway that's properly built, but it's not really used doorways. We're going to get to that. Rugil and so on and so forth. So again, that's really the starting point for the whole world of Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zayin, the whole world of whether or not one is Chayav Mezuzah. This is a very, very powerful Rambam. He gives us his 10 conditions, and they fall into these categories, thinking about the dinim of the structure of the doorway versus the dinim of the bayis, both the structure of the bayis, Allah Asukah Dav Gimel, and the usage, the function of the bayis. And that's home base right over here, Yuma Daf Yidal. And to recognize also that there are other conditions Ram presents very smoothly, but obviously he may say things that others might disagree with, and he may leave out items that other Rishonim would have included. The way that the Shulchan is going to develop, sort of unfold and unfurl these dinim, there will be certain some Yisodos will appear one place, and as we move on, we'll see certain Yisodos are going to recur again and again, and they'll become increasingly rich as we return. We'll try to stick more or less to the Seder Shulchan Aruch. Every once in a while, we're going to go a little out of order. Try to go more or less on Seder Shulchan Aruch. So Sif Aleph opens in the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Pei Vav opens with this central brisa, that remarkably appears twice to a certain extent on one amid this drasha. Uvisharecha, here's that. Your alpha and aleph, and Maseches Yuma. Let's say near the top, and the Gemara comes back to this drasha again towards the bottom of the Yemen. Tana Rabbanan, Visharecha, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzeres, Echad Shari Medinas, Echad Shari Yeres, Yesh Behem Chovas Mitzvah Lamakam. How do you know? This sounds very much, everyone's calling a brisa, it sounds very much like it's a midrash halacha. Did not take a look, there probably is in this afraid. You can tell a midrash by one of the most obvious fingerprints is that it opens with the pasuk, instead of opening with the topic. That's it. The midrash points out, you could have said, that would have been fine. What's the uvish arecha? So the uvish arecha is being marva cases that would not have known to include. So that's Shari Batim, I would know that the word Bisharecha, but the Shari Chatzeris and the Shari Medinas and the Shari Ayaros, larger spaces, so those are based on this drush. So as you saw, the rush raises Akash, the rush is non human, the rush is in Hilchas Mezuzah, which is in the back of Menachas. At the end of Simon Yud Aleph, so he points out that this is it's a challenging din. That Shari Chatzeris, what does that mean? Shari Chatzeris. What is Shari Chatzeris? Shari Batim, we know what it looks like. Shari Chatzeris means I have a yard. I have a yard around my house. So if you have, most people don't have a doorway on the yard. Even if you have a fence that ends, but you don't have a mat, we'll get to the dinim of Pesach, you have to have a mashka. But every once in a while, you'll have, let's say, you will have a full doorway. You have a fenced-in space around the house, and you have a full doorway, and you can walk through. Or you go to the park, and there's tennis courts. They're fenced in, and they have a chain-link fence with a beautiful door and doorway. Even the Rambam would be happy, you have a real door. So it sounds like, then you're chayiv. Even though it's not a bais, it's not a chsatz and luzes beisecha, but it is bisharech, a different type of shach. So the rush says, I don't understand. But one of the dinim that's coming up, of the structure of a house to be chayiv, it's based on Gemara Menachos, and you can take a look, and you have to trust me. It's in the Shulchan, later in the Shulchan Aruch, later in the Simreish Peva, Sif Yedalid. Bai Shein Lo Tikra Potter, based on the Gemara. The Rashi and others read the Gemara. If you have a house without a roof, an open air kitchen, an open air dining room, it would not really work in this part of the world, but it could in theory work in other parts of the world. So I have a house without a roof, I'm not chayiv. A house without a roof is not chayiv. So the problem is, a house without a roof is not chayiv. So the Rosh says, what do you mean? So then how do you understand Shari Chatzeris? I understand that concept. They said, we already have some categories of thought, and as we work through these dinim and work through these sugas, we'll be able to fit new concepts we come across into these categories. Okay, then you have to have a tikkur. That's one of the dinim of the bayis, and specifically of the structure of the bayis. Okay, so it has to have a roof. But then the question is, I don't understand. So then, how do you understand shari chateres? The chatzah doesn't have a roof. Shari ayaros. Shari ayaros. Right? You walk into the old Sea Yerushalayim, beautiful, gorgeous mezuzahs. But for what? The streets don't have roofs on them. Here and there, you can find roofed streets, but you walk through the doorway, you're not walking into a roofed street. You're walking into the chatzah. It's not a roofed chatzah. It's an unroofed, open-air space. So what does this mean? So that's what the Rosh is bothered by. How are you talking? So there are two answers. Shechter points out often that these two answers are, it's a fundamental, it's a double machlokes, it's the fundamental machlokes, and it has a lot of echoes throughout Siman Resh Pei Vav. Rosh writes here, and it's the end of Siman Yud Aleph, well, the difference is ain raya mechatzer labayis chatzer darker liyaskach u'meshamish l'diras abatim bayis ain a royal base dir kishena mukura. He says it's normal for a chatzer to be unroofed. Chatzeres work well. The design, the intended function of a chatzer, to hang the laundry, to play ball with your kids, whatever you do in the yard, that works perfectly fine. Sometimes even better. It certainly works perfectly fine with no roof. But kitchens, you lose something of the dining room experience. Dining rooms are meant to have roofs. I mean, you can eat in the open air space, but that's not normal. Dining rooms are supposed to have roofs. Kitchens are supposed to have roofs. Living rooms are supposed to have rooms. Ein darker bakach. But a chatzer, it is darker bakach. That's normal. Fascinating Rush. What's he saying? So essentially what he's saying is that the rule of Makura, this rule of the structure of the house, it's not an absolute rule. It depends on context. For most types of batei dira, typically have a roof. So you need to have a roof if not having a roof is abnormal. But when not having a roof is normal, that's fine. The requirement of a roof, the Rosh writes, is not absolute. So for instance, okay, so it's normal to have a chatzah. I'll give you another example. Another example to think about. Not as common in America, very common in Eretz Israel, particularly in religious neighborhoods, the merpeset. Right? Which apartment doesn't have a merpeset? And one of the ways you can often tell that a neighborhood is religious, just by driving by, is that, they stagger it's a little more expensive to do it that way, but they stagger the merpeset different floors so that way everyone has open air to the sky for sukkahs. What that means also is that no merpeset has a roof, except on sukkahs. So the question is your merpeset chayav mezuzah? Some people may have a very significant merpeset. Plenty of people in Eretz Yisrael, there's plenty of dira going on in the merpeset for months and months and months. The merpeset chayav mezuzah. The Rosh says, yeah, like a chatzer, it's north. It doesn't need a roof. It's normal for the merpeset. Maybe you want the merpeset to not have a roof. It's certainly normal for the merpeset to not have a roof. So then, as the Rosh says, the requirement of the roof is not absolute. Then the Rosh goes on to say, the Rambam also says that you need to have a roof in order to be chayav mezuzah. Yeah, he doesn't say what the Rambam says about chatzer. You look in the bottom, the letter Beis, the Madani Yamtiv, so he tells where the Beis Yosef, Kotzer Bein Amonoach, was a different approach. Chatzer o shiny shabbatim makuras psuchim lesochem. The reason why Shari Chatzer is achayiv is because the doorway of the Chatzer, there are houses with roofs that open into the Chatzer. And therefore what? But the Chatzer doesn't have a roof. I have two rooms next to each other. I don't understand. If I have a bedroom next to a bathroom, so the bathroom is also chayiv because the bedroom opens into it? Of course not. So I mean, the chatzer is chayiv because the houses open into the chatzer? What does that mean? But the chatzer is not makura. The house is makura. So put mezuzah on the door into the bais. Why do you put mezuzah on the door into the chatzer? What Rabbeinu Melech is saying, and this is an idea that the Rif and the Rambam have elsewhere in slightly other contexts, is that You're not, the Shaar HaChatzer is not chayiv because it's a door into the Chatzer. Rabbeinu Manoah holds that the Chatzer is taka pater because it doesn't have a roof. And unlike the Rambam, he thinks that the requirement for a roof is absolute. If you don't have a roof, you're pater. No, but the Gemara says that Shaar HaChatzer is a chayiv. He say, no, Shaar HaChatzer is a chayiv, but not that the Chatzer is chayiv. Shaar HaChatzer is a chayiv because there are non-adjacent Pesach to the house. This is a Pesach HaMevi Lidei, the house. That's what you say. In other words, the house is Chayiv. There you have a house, and then you have a living room, a dining room, it's beautiful, it has Dira, and it has a roof, a Gevaldik. So the door into the living room is Chayiv. The door to my front yard, says Rabbi Menachem, was also Chayiv. Why? Not because my front yard is a Bayis HaChayiv Muzuzah. The Rosh said, the front yard is a Bayis HaChayiv Muzuzah. Rabbi Menachem said, no. The front yard doesn't have a roof. How could it be chayiv mezuzah? The Gemara said that the Shaar HaChatzer is chayiv. Yeah, because this is a door into the living room. How are you going to get to your living room? You have to first work through the doorway of the chatzer, and then you can get into the front door of the house, and then you get into the living room. So it's a Pesach HaMevi Lidei, makam chayiv mezuzah. So let's just sort of just to recap a little bit and to put into to sharpen our formulation. I presented this, the way the Rosh presents it, as a kasha. He said the Shaar HaChatzer is a chayiv, but by Shem Lotikra is potter. So they're one or two terutzim. Right? Another way to formulate this, the Rosh's answer was the chatzer is chayiv because the requirement for roof is not absolute. It's only in situations where being unroofed is bizarre. And Rabbi Yamanov said, no, Shaar HaChatzer is chayiv because the Pesach HaMevi Lidei, the house inside. Another way of phrasing this, a more fundamental way of phrasing this, where do any of these tirutzim come from? So the answer is, they're really arguing over what is the nature, the Gemara is leading with this medrash, this sifrei, that's darshin a chiddush din from the pasuk. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote ubisharacha, so that's being mosif some din. It tells you chayiv and shari chatzeris and shari yo shari minis. What's the nature of that Gzeres HaKasim? What's the B'Shaar HaChatzer telling me? An example of what it's telling me is Shaar HaChatzer. But the Rosh would say that what B'Shaar HaChatzer tells me, when the Torah tells me Shaar HaChatzer is Achayv, the Rosh says, what the Torah is really telling me through B'Shaar HaChatzer is that the rule of Tikra is not absolute. And we'll keep our eyes open. We may see some other rules of the structure of a bias might also be non-absolute, according to the Rosh. We'll get there. We'll see, he may say that about and maybe the post can say about Dal al-Dal also. If it's normal to have a small room, maybe that's also negotiable. Maybe rules of the structure of a house are negotiable. And that's what, at least in the world of mezuzah, and that's what B'Shaar HaChatzer teaches you. Common attractions. If you've been in an apartment in the Heights, you may have noticed that many kitchens are very small, functional, and small. If you ever go to IKEA, you could get like a... If you haven't been to IKEA, you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you ever go to IKEA, they like specialize. It's like you, thinking about how you could have like everything. Living room, dining room, kitchen, all sorts of furniture, and all fits in the whole space is barely a dal al dal. So there are ways, and you live in certain parts of Europe, things are very tight, so you have to think very efficiently and creatively about space. So in some cultures, in some locations, it's normal to have all sorts of rooms that are less than dal al dal, and they work. We had over six wonderful years in an apartment in the Heights, where many of the rooms, a number of the rooms were pachas dal al dal, and they worked very well, particularly the kitchen. It was long, but it was very narrow. So there are posts who say along lines of the Rosh, maybe the rule of dal al dal also depends. If it's normal in this context to have such a room that's so small, then I can ignore dal al dal. The Rosh isn't saying about that. The Rosh is saying about the roof. And that's the nature of the Gzeres HaKasav, that's the yisoid of the Gzeres HaKasav of B'Shaar HaChatzer. Well, Rabbeinu Manoach would say, and it's not only him, earlier Sfardim, he's from Provence, quasi Sfard, but the Rif and the Rambam say also, see, we'll get to another context, that Pesach HaMevi Lidei, I have a doorway a door can be chayv either because it directly opens to a room that's chayv mezuzah, or because it leads to ultimately getting to the room that's chayv mezuzah. And that, for the Sfardim, that's the chiddush of B'Shaar HaChatzer. Not that the need for a roof is depends on the context, but rather that doors can be chayiv, non-adjacent doors are also chayiv. A Pesach HaMevili day, Ba'is HaChayiv Mezuzah is also chayiv. That's where we'll get to Beishar. It comes up a number of times.
What did Nachman to be? Which side to put mezuzah on?
Which side?
According to the Rosh, you could say that you just put it on the way into the chatzeh. But according to the Rami Menach, it only works because you're going into the house or into the home of the roof.
Interesting. I think generally it's a sharp point, but I think it ends up being the same thing because practically, in other words, I'm walking from the street through this elegant doorway into my front yard, right? So if it's a properly constructed doorway, I have to put mezuzah on it. Why? So the Rosh says because the yard itself is chayv and mezuzah, because it's a tashmish. And there's tashmish deer there, and I don't care about the fact that it's unroofed. Right? Rabbi Menachem says, no, you have to put mezuzah there because it gets you to the house. But either way, the direction is the same.
Well, we can repess it or like a backyard or something like that. That would be...
Okay, so you're right. We'll have to hold on to it. There will be cases, we'll get to the Gemara of the Gina Ketonius, there will be some funny cases where direction may shift. We're going to get that later on. There's an interesting Ricky Vager. Yeah, we'll keep our eyes open for that. Generally, it's going to be the same, because generally, it's either going in straight into the chatzar or going to the chatzar so you get into the house. Usually, it's going to be the same orientation. Another nafkimi that comes up often is habay of a chatzar doesn't lead anywhere. It's just a chatzar. It doesn't have a bias inside. Like I mentioned before, the tennis courts. Right. The Shar Chatzera is usually you have a yard with a house inside. You have streets of a city that lead to homes. But let's have a tennis court. Tennis court, right. It's a fenced in space. And let's say I have a privately owned tennis court. It's fenced in. And it has a tahish tamshus. Maybe I play tennis often. But there's no other bite. It does not make it a day. So that's going to be enough convenience to the Rosh. The Rosh would say, you're chayiv. The Rosh would say, you're potter. Or, by the way, there's something to think about, the Mirpeset. Mirpeset, the Rosh would say, Gvaldik. It's a place with a shtamshus, a base dira. I doesn't have a roof. I don't care. Bisharecha tells me they don't always need a roof. But so he would say, the Mirpeset is chayiv. Ben Monoch would say, it doesn't lead me anywhere. Unless it's a Mirpeset that then has a bridge to go across to the apartment building across the street. But usually Merpeset is a dead-end space. So we'll return to the question of Merpeset as we proceed in Reish Pei Vav. But that's this very, very fundamental machlokas HaRishonah. We'll see it's going to come up again. It's going to come up. We're going to think again about how you put a mezuzah on Merpeset when we get to the simis if about Ba'i Shein Lo Tikra. It's going to come. We're going to return to this when we talk about the need for Dalet al Dalet, the other major structural requirement of a room. And when we talk about Beis Shaar, it's also Rishonim, Gemara has something, says funny things about a Beis Shaar. So that's Tosus says right here. It's really, that's right here. Yud Alf Amud Alf. Tosus has a stira in Gemara between Yuma and Menachas. Is Beis Shaar Chai or is Beis Shaar Pata? Beishar sounds like it's like a little guards booth in the gate, and then you get through there inside. So you're chayav or pata. So the Tosus says the Bali Tosus thought the answer is you're really pata, but midrabban you're chayav. So the Medrash Darshan Pesukim says you're pata. I tell you pata. Midrabban Chazal says it's confusing. Got to put a mezuzah. But then he quotes Tosus almost never does this. Tosus. They quote the riff. How many times in Shas does Tosis quote the riff? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's a relatively small number. Depends whether it leads you to a house or not. The Beis Shaar itself doesn't really have much ishtamshus. But if it leads to a house, does it just lead to to an open fenced in space or it leads you to a house. That's exactly the same machlokas. Is mevi lidei mechayev, the Rif, the Rambam, Reim Menach, Seu B'Sharachah teaches me, mevi lidei is mechayev this Pesach, a non-adjacent Pesach is chayev mezuzah. Balayatosas don't buy that. And that's why the Rosh didn't say that for a chatzar. He said it must be that the chatzar itself is chayev. Okay. It's a major issue, and we're going to come back to it again and again. The beautiful Riki Veger, more coming our way in terms of that. The Shulchan Aruch again. Shulchan Aruch opens with this brisa. Eilu mekol mashachiyav mezuzah, shari batim, shari chateres, medina, sayaros. And then they go on to talk about stored space. Refes bakar lulin otzus yayin v'shemen. But that's, although the Shulchan Aruch mentions it here, he really deals with the instant base. Let's hold off for now. I don't know if we'll get there today. We'll get there Monday. We'll get to that. And then it goes on to talk about Beis HaIsha, Beis HaShutfim, Kulam Chayav. Okay. Men and women are both equally chayav, that the Gemara points out. Men and women are both equally chayav in the mitzvah of mezuzah. That's the Mishnah. And Beis HaShutfim, it doesn't have to be a single person. It could be multiple ownership, multiple residents, all chayav. But then the Ramah says, well, Beis HaShutfim, what type of Shutfim? Who are these Shutfim? Yeah, if Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda all share the house, then you're chayav. But if it's Reuven and Shimon and Christopher and Muhammad, so then you're not chayav. That's what the Ramah says. Davka kishe and Beis HaShutfim Yisraelim. But by shall Yisrael va'oved kochavim, the Pater ben Mezuzah tells you that is the position. They tell you in the parentheses, whoever is the Baal of parentheses. I don't think the parentheses are Rambam from Rambam himself. I think that was added later. But I would point that you look back in that's the position of the Mordechai, as the Darkei Moshe quotes. And it goes on to say that later Chachmei Asher Zaguda points out it's not only true for Abayis, what the Mordechai said about the Abayis. Chatzeres, Ayaros, Mixes over Dekachav and Darvin Shem, Peturim and Mezuzah. Okay, so you have we said before, the Brisa said, Shari Ayaros, Shari Chatzeres, Achayev. That's if you have a Jewish city. But if it's a blend of Jews and non-Jews, so then you are Potter. So why are you Potter? Are you Potter or why are you Potter? Ramah says you're Potter. So, for instance, you have an apartment building. That shari that was in front of the apartment building is Alpi Pasha Shari Chatzeres. Right? Certainly, it actually has a roof. The question is, do you do anything in the lobby? Maybe you don't really do anything in the lobby. But if you take the approach of Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam and the Rif, so the front door of the building is the Pesach. It's the same as any other Shari Chatzeres. Maybe Liday, all the apartments. So, I'll be pashas. Yeah, the front door of an apartment building will be chayav. You'll see that often in Eretz Israel. You don't see that so often in Chutz Laretz. Why? Because Rama said, if the apartment building is a blend of Jews and non-Jews, some of the apartments are Jewish apartments, some of the apartments are non-Jewish apartments, and then there's no chayav mezuzah. So what's this based on? So the Shach points out, where do you get this idea from? That bias of Yisrael and Nachri. I understand a bias of a Nachri. Non-Jews don't have the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's not what the Shem is saying. Noach. So you have a house in the exclusive dira of Nachrim, so of course they don't have a chiyah mezuzah. That's self-evident. But you have Jews and non-Jews. I have dira here, so why am I not chai? So the Shach points out with the course of Sivkan Vav and then Sivkan Zayin, it's interesting, he sort of breaks it up. He presents three different reasons to pater a bayis shal Yisrael v'nachri. Number one is the core issue. Maybe shut v'sakam paters. That is a machlokas Mordechai and Rashba. The Mordechai Ramaz Kohen says shut v'sakam paters. The Rashba says shut v'sakam does not pater. The Kig Veger points out that this position, this first position, it's because the non-Jew has a stake. The non-Jew is a partner. That idea comes up in other areas of halacha as well. How about if I have an animal, a bechor, the mother animal, there's a shutfas akum, the opening mission in the first and second prakram of bechoros. Maybe shutfas akum patches from bechor. Maybe the shutfas akum, those learn maseches pesachim, remember. Chal sarnuna, maybe shutfas akum sometimes patches from chal. There's enough of a non-Jewish stake in the ownership of the item. So that's sort of what the Mordechai is saying. That non-Jewish stake patches from mezuzah. So Rikidevi points out, that's consistent. I mentioned you before, we were getting warmed up, that there is a machlokas, menachas daf mem dalad, whether you're only chayiv minatar mezuzah if you not only live there, but own it. In other words, there's a rental, a chiyiv daraisa or a chiyiv drabanan, 2 days in Tosas, menachas daf mem dalad. And Rikidevi points out that the Mordechai is consistent with the assumption that ownership is a key aspect of the chiyuv. It's one of the necessary tenuim of the chiyuv mezuzah. Okay, so then if it's partially owned by the non-Jew, so the same way that can get in the way of the chiyuv challah or chiyuv bechor, because it only applies when it's owned by a Jew, shutfas akum can potentially pater. So here too, if you say that mezuzah is also one of those dinim that's totally in your ownership, okay, so if it's a joint ownership of a Jew and non-Jew, so that pater. So that's the position of the Mordechai. There's some discussion on Achronim. The Rashba doesn't have to reject the notion of that the ownership matters. As a matter of fact, he may well hold that some of the discussion in the footnotes. The Rashba also holds that Bais HaSachor, that a rental is only Chiyuv Drabanan. The Mordechai needs to say the ownership matters in order to say the Shutfas Akum Patras. You can say ownership matters, but partial ownership is good enough. So again, the Ramah says Shutfas Akum Patras, or Bais Shel Yisrael V'Nachri is Pater, I should say. Why? So the Shach gives the three reasons. The first reason we've been talking about is the Shita of the Mordechai, that Be'etzim, ownership matters, and has to be fully owned by a Jew. Shutfas Akum inherently Patras. The fact that a non-Jew is a partner and the ownership of the space patches you from mezuzah. Then he has two other explanations the Shach has that say, no, be'etzim you should be chayv. Well, actually, let's before we move on, they mention one more point about this shutfas akum. The shutfas akum, it seems like there are two positions. It patters or it doesn't patter. Right? The Mordechai says it has to be fully owned by a Jew. Rashba says, no, it doesn't. So in the Gracha, Rabbi Levi Pomeranchik, a fantastic, super Gishmaka Sefer, Rabbi Levi Pomeranchik he grew up in Brisk. Brisk was an actual geographic location. It's not merely a concept. Brisk appears on the map, on the geographical map as well. And he actually grew up in Brisk. So he actually had a very long running Rebbe Talmud, the Talmud Rebbe relationship with Briskerov. Most Yeshiva Bachrim learned wherever they were learning, and they came for a Zman or two or three to Chaparai in the town of Brisk. But he, Mamash, learned by Revival for, I think, many years. So they have at least three Svarim of his Torah. So in Megbracha, is Arile Pomeranchik on mostly Arachayim topics and Arachayim-ish topics like mezuzah. Chayadim puts our mezuzah into Chayadim, not Chafuzan. So he also sticks mezuzah in. So in Os Zion and in his Siman Mezuzah, so he points out there's a third opinion. So he points out for Kiv Eger and Achuva is Medayik from the Rashi right in front of you. The Gemara talks about the Abule Mechuza. You know, it gets a whole discussion here about the doorways of the city of Mechuzah. They did have a mezuzah. They didn't have a mezuzah. Why didn't they have a mezuzah? It seems like they should have had a mezuzah. So why does the Gemara assume they should have had a mezuzah? So Rashi says, the fourth line in Yudaf Amidav, because Ruban Yisrael, it was most of the population of Mechuzah was Jewish. Most. You tell me any Jew, if there are Jews living there, you're chayv, like the Rashba. Or you want to say it has to be fully owned by Jews, like the Mordechai. I mean, Ruban Yisrael. We mean if it was Miut Yisrael, then you're Pater. Based upon what? So the Eimek Bracha says, Gevalt. He says, I don't think it's the same as the Mordechai, because then why does it depend on Roe versus Miut? so geschmack. And he says it in like one quick paragraph. And the bracha says, he says, I think, you have to work, figure out this is consistent with Rashi elsewhere. But he says, maybe it's, if you hold that the Pesach HaChatzer, Shara Chatzer, is higher like Rabbi Manoach because of Mevi Lidei, so then the Shara Ha'ir, the Shara Chatzer, is Mevi Lidei, all the houses in the Chatzer of the ear. But some of those houses are Chayv and some of those houses are Pater, because there are houses that are fully Jewish and there are houses that are fully non-Jewish. So how are you koveya the status of the Shara Ha'ir? So he says, he doesn't use the terminology, but it's something he seems to, it's like Rubik Kukulo. The stipler, first piece in the Kiyos Yaakov and Sukkah, develops this idea that sometimes I need to, as something, then which is the status of the unit as a whole. But even though the component parts may have different statuses, so you have to be koveya based on the rov. So they have a shechti in an animal. So shecht most of the way through the safik is kasha. Why? Not like it's a taruvus, it's not a safik, but it's because I have to decide, am I labeling the safik as nishchat or not nishchat? But part of it wasn't, part of it wasn't. So rubu kukulo, the status of the rov of the components derives the unitary label of the item as a whole. See, here he talks about in terms of sukkah. That's why rov tzel versus rov chama is not for now. And I would say here too. What do I call this shar? Is this a shar ha-mevi li-dei ba'is ha-chayv mezuzah? Or basically not? See, he thinks, maybe Rashi held that I need to determine the status based on where does it lead to. You could push back against it also, but it's a fascinating idea. So that's one. One possibility is that shutfasak and patras be'etzem, because you need ownership and you don't have the ownership, there's nothing to talk about. Or he says number two, maybe it's based on sakana. That's what that Gemara of the actually talks about on Yudal Famal. The Gemara didn't talk about why were there no mezuzah in the Shari mechuza. So the Gemara says it was really they should have put up, but it was dangerous. And Nachum will think that we're trying to do some sort of kishuf, they'll misunderstand, and then they cause a pogrom. So fundamentally, there is a chiyuv mezuzah, but practically, pikuach nefesh is docha. So that's the second reason to pater by the bayis shel yisrael v'nachri. And then the third is bizayon. Is that you worry, the shach says, if you have Jews and non-Jews both going in and out, so we're worried that the non-Jews may not sufficiently respect the mezuzah, and maybe garim bizayon to mezuzah. That really, the notion that the possibility of bizayon is a reason to be potter from the mitzvah of mezuzah, which is surprising. Sakana, we understand. We've heard that before. Sakana is da'ucha mezuzah mitzvah Torah. But bizayon, I have a chiyuv mezuzah, but on the other hand, if I put it up, there may be a bizayon to the mezuzah. The fact that is caused to be potter, so we're going to see that's, we'll get to that more in Sif Beis. That's part of this discussion, the Bar Yirafa and Alfa, and Nashim Neoso Sham, Nashim Rochzos, and Miskash, and so on and so forth. What it may emerge from that Sugya, which again is referenced here in Sif Alfa, but really dealt with more in Sif Beis, is that sometimes you ought to have had a Chiyuv Mezuzah, but because of Bizayon, we say better not to. Practical nafkamina, and then we'll take some questions. You guys will be very patient. Practical nafkamina, the Yehovah Sadar quotes Chuvasev, the Pnei Maven. I think he's Hungarian. He writes that if you have a very moist location, and you discover that you put a mezuzah there, it grows mold, it rots away, terrible. Designed to mezuzah. So the Pnei Maven says you have to put your chayv mezuzah, Eye's going to keep getting puzzles, so you're going to have to put a new mezuzah every couple months. It'll be expensive, But okay, you know, it's not, you're not spending 20% of your, that's not, you're not going to spend more than 20% of your assets on a mitzvah asay. So that's not that expensive. Okay, it's going to be an expense. Every couple months, change the mitzvah. That's what Pnei Maven says. Shechter told me he thought that that was absolutely incorrect based on his din. That's been going beside, not the expense, Mela. But every single time, you keep being going beside the mitzvah. So you see that that's the din, that Bizayin Mezuzah potters you from what would otherwise be a situation of Chiyah. So that's this Ramah. The Ramah paskins that that when Jews and non-Jews share space, there's no Chiyah of Mezuzah for one of three reasons, either because of the Mordechai, the Shutfos Akim Be'etz and potters, because you need Ba'alis Yisrael, you lack Ba'alis Yisrael, or Be'etz Yirachai, but sometimes there's a concern of Sakana, which again may not always be the case, particularly in modern societies where there's most people are, most of your non-Jewish neighbors are not really going to be concerned about, you know, the specter of you being a wizard, and it's not really going to necessarily cause any pogroms, Baruch Hashem. Bizayon, sometimes there may or may not be a consideration to figure out based on the context, whether or not Bizayon, well, we'll come to back to this notion of Bizayon is going to be recurring again and again, it's another one of those recurring themes. Okay. A couple have a way with questions. Yeah.
Does the Rashi say you're putter from? Sorry, does the Rashi say that you're chayav in mezuzah? The matter is split between the
non-Jew. I think so. I think even you're saying maybe Rashi is really fine in the Rashba. Maybe even the Rashba agrees. Based on what? Based on what though? Once he says Rashi also thinks. You know, you have to have some degree of bias as well. Maybe. I'm not sure. If I remember correctly, the Rashba doesn't sound like he's I don't remember for sure. Yeah.
Just if I read to Rashi's not, we say a third opinion with the Murach and the Rashba. Rashi's not, he's not talking about bias or shutfas. I mean, that's the other din of the Ramah about a city, right? Because obviously, why would bias or shutfas?
By which? In terms of?
The Emek Brachas deal from Rashi.
Yeah, correct. Right, that's right. Thank you. That's a very good point. And the whole Emek Brachas Shikol Torah, if you accept it, it's a little complicated because you have to assume that Rashi holds Mevili Day. There are a couple of assumptions built into it. It's a Harifistik Shikol Torah, but it requires a careful analysis. You're right also, correct. It would be limited to a case of Shari Chatzer, Shari Yaris, not, right. It's inapplicable if you have an apartment that's shared by Jewish and non-Jewish roommates, which is a situation for a host of reasons, as usually a situation that you would want, if at all possible, to avoid for a variety of reasons, not least of which is a shayla hilchos mezuzah. There are larger, obviously, larger issues as well. But you're right, if there's a space that's shared directly by a Jew or non-Jew. I'll give you an example of that does not seem as concerning. Let's say we're going to get to later in the siman. Once we get into the zone of the dira ha-mechayeves, one of the issues we're going to be dealing with is, let's say, office space, workspace. If I own a store, or I have a podiatry firm. I have a locksmith. Whatever. I have some sort of business space. So is that chayav mezuzah? No. It's not a dining room. It's not a living room. It's not a bedroom. We'll see an interesting discussion about that. It's coming up soon, actually. Relatively soon. Or at least we'll touch on it relatively soon. But let's assume that an office is chayav. So let's say you have a dental practice. And several Jews and non-Jews are partners in a dental practice. Which actually often is very helpful because Jews and non-Jews will have different schedules. And the non-Jews will have to figure out how to do it right into the Shabbos, but you can structure things well so that the non-Jews are handling all the patients that need to be seen on Shabbos. And meanwhile, the Jews may be handling all the patients that need to be seen at the end of December. So often that's a situation that sometimes can work very well. So of course, if you assume that a Jewish-owned dental practice is Chayav Mezuzah, how about if they're shutfim, Jews and non-Jews. So you're right, right. That Ruben Yisrael will be irrelevant if it's mamish this space. Lich Ora. Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe you would say something. You've got to think about it. But at least it's not quite the same. Yeah. That's a good point. What else? Questions? No? Okay. Sif Beis is really a big conversation. Hard to jump into Sif Beis and the Mela Dalet and Hay also. Let's just sketch out a little bit where we're heading going forward and why we skip Sif Gimel. We're going here more or less, the Shulchan is going more or less on Seder HaGemara. This opening discussion, Daf Yud Aleph, brings us to the Shari Chatzeris and to the. It happens to also bring into Abuli the Mechuzah and the question of the ear that's both the Jewish and non-Jewish. And then, as you saw, it gets you further down from the middle, from the middle Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, this latter half of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph wrapping onto Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You have this discussion about the Braisa, this Braisa, the Beis HaTevin, the Beis HaBakar. So just to sketch out a little bit of what's going on, it's the two different versions of what the Braisa reads in the whole Shach V'Tayah, how does Rukana read it, how does Yehuda read it. So at least to keep it, to lay out some of the factors, I imagine maybe already at least begun, if not fully sunk into that. So yeah. But just to lay out some categories of thought, we'll come back to this mirchim next time. There are a couple of issues. It's worth recognizing there are a couple of issues that are a couple of moving parts in the sugya. One is the question of whether otsar is chayiv in mezuzah, and that's a question of dira. That's really now with the categories that we have. The question is: it's a beautifully constructed room, beautiful walls, beautiful roof, beautiful door. But I don't live there, or do I? So Otsar is an example of where it's sort of like a borderline type of dira. I don't eat there, I don't sleep there, I don't sit and learn there, I don't play games there, I don't read books there, I store my stuff there, I store my animals there. So is storage considered to be enough of a shtamshus dira, to be v'chayim mezuzah, or not? That's one issue. Then you have this ambiguous language about nashim neosos miskashtos. So one of the things that's going to unroll and become clear, of course, the sugya is the two versions of the braces. Is either this is a place which is basically chayev, but it's potter because women do X. That's probably what we're going to try to say. What's that X they do that's pottering you in this space that otherwise would have been chayev? Or are we saying this space is basically potter, but it might be chayev because women also use it for X? So in the first version that I was describing, the X is a davra potter. You have to know why is X pottering what would otherwise be a room that's chayev. In the second version, we're saying otzer is basically potter, but if women have some other shtamshes, maybe that other shtamsh is enough. It's not a base deer because of Otsar, it's a base deer because of the other Hishtamshas that you're having. And that also opens up the question of Bizayon. And that also opens up, you're going to keep your eyes open, in particular over Sif and Dalet and Hay, that Bizayon seems like a little bit of a moving target. How do you fit together? Bizayon does Pater from Azazah, doesn't Pater from Azazah, sometimes Pater from Azazah, well, what's going on? Answer me. I have a room which otherwise would be chayiv mezuzah, but you have a davar mevuzah there. We already touched on it in Sefal in terms of the bai shal yisrael v'nachrim. So does bizayin pater? Does bizayin not pater? That's going to require some working out. And the other question is, what is bizayin? Is bizayin bathing? Then how about later in Sefal you get the dirty diapers? Baby's bedroom. You're changing dirty diapers all the time. So is this potter? Tell the kid toilet trains? Potter? Because of the tinov or not? Or the somewhere in between? What is Bizayon? And how impactful is Bizayon? And does it matter what the context is? Maybe some case Bizayon can Potter would otherwise be chayiv, other cases not. You have to work that out. So that's the rest of these Ma'amar Kamos, sort of the second segment, the Sifim Beis, Dalet and Hay. And then the next set of Ma'amar Kamos is going to be Sifim Gimel and Yud, because stuck in here in Sif Gimel is a discussion of a shul, Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because the Gemara talks about shul, it's also the sort of two-purpose space. We have a shul, but people live there also. But that's going to relate to us to Sif Yud, which is about Beis HaMedrash. That's the sort of next topic. Before we close, very quickly, just a show of hands, how many guys are fully finished with these Ma'amar Kamos and are ready, raring to go for the next? Gevaldik. Okay. So would it make sense to start Monday with a Chabura on Sifim Beis Dalet? Gevaldik, okay. And I'll give the next ceremony Ma'amar Kamos that we'll go from there. Gevaldik.